Hello again, and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. Today, we tell about some of the worst places in the world for fighting modern slavery. They are named in a new United States government report on human trafficking. Then, we have a story about the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Some people think NATO will become less important after its forces leave Afghanistan, but others disagree. They see the alliance as doing necessary work in the years to come. 7 days a week, we give you our world as it is. The United States has identified Thailand, Malaysia, and Venezuela as among the worst places in the world for fighting modern slavery. The three countries were named in a new State Department report on human trafficking. Katie Weaver has more.
The 2014 Trafficking in Persons report placed Thailand in a group known as Tier 3. That is the lowest rating among 23 countries that U.S. officials say are not doing enough to stop modern slavery. The report tells about the tens of thousands of migrants to Thailand. Many of these people are forced to work in Thailand's fishing industry or the sex trade. The Tier 3 listing opens up Thailand and others to possible American sanctions. The State Department studied 188 countries, including the United States. The report is aimed at forcing governments to take steps to help the estimated 20 million victims of modern slavery. Secretary of State John Kerry called human trafficking one of the greatest threats to human dignity and freedom.
And it's a call to action to governments and citizens around the world to uncover modern slavery and hold it accountable, to identify the victims and bring their abusers to justice. There cannot be impunity for those who traffic in human beings. It must end.
The State Department named 10 heroes in the effort to stop trafficking. They include Beatrice Jedi Agba of Nigeria. She is the head of Nigeria's National Agency for the Prohibition of Trafficking. Officials praised her efforts to help trafficking victims rejoin Nigerian society. They also praised her work with other nations to deal with trafficking in Africa.
I made a connection with those victims that I met, and I thought, I'm going to help you through with this, and I'm going to make sure nobody else has to go through this ever again.
Secretary of State Kerry said he hopes more people and governments will answer his call to action to fight what he calls the scourge of modern slavery. I'm Katie Weaver.
Some experts say NATO may be getting stronger because of conflicts on its eastern and southern borders. Christopher Cruz has more.
That is the sound of armored personnel carriers, tanks, and other military equipment being put on trucks in Afghanistan. They are being prepared for the long ride home as NATO's campaigns in the country come to an end. Some observers believed the alliance will become less important after the operation ends. But Jonathan Ayal of the Royal United Services Institute says they were wrong.
Interestingly, NATO is now more relevant than it has been for probably a decade.
He says the alliance is still important, largely because of Russia. This followed Russian expressions of support for Ukrainian separatists and Russia's takeover of the Crimean Peninsula. Professor Ayal says European countries, once under the control of the Soviet Union, are now worried about Russia.
These Europeans used to be dismissed up to now as being neurotic, as being too frightened about the Russia that supposedly is no longer an enemy. Well, the East Europeans were right and we were wrong about Russia. So in many respects, this is the moment where the alliance will have to reassure its members.
NATO has taken steps to calm the former Soviet-controlled states. It has increased the number of troops along the borders of its members in the east. It has also increased sea and air defenses. Russia began working closely with NATO in the 1990s. But military experts say it should no longer be considered a strategic or long-term partner. General Philip Breedlove is the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO operations in Europe. He says the alliance may make changes in how its troops are deployed.
We've seen a nation cross an internationally recognized sovereign border and annex by force a portion of a sovereign nation. That changes the way we do business. And so we are now reevaluating how we do these things as it relates to force readiness, responsiveness, and positioning.
Jonathan Ayal says NATO must also deal with unrest along its southern borders.
Turkey, for instance, asked for a meeting of NATO in order to discuss the crisis that it sees at its borders.
That crisis in Syria and Iraq is worsening. Islamist militants have taken control of large areas in each country. NATO's Secretary General has said he does not believe the alliance should become involved in the Iraqi conflict. But security officials in Western countries warn that the lawlessness there enables terrorists to operate safely. The officials warn that these terrorists may use Iraq as a base for attacks on other countries. So, they say, NATO should watch the situation closely. A report written for NATO on the organization's future said it should restate its top objective, collective defense. And it said European members should halt cuts in defense spending. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And that's As It Is. Stay with us for more Learning English programs and world news at the beginning of the hour on VOA.